message you're about to listen to is from the altar of Impact House International Church. Stay blessed as you listen.
Service this morning, and I know that in somebody's family, God will do the unusual in Jesus' name. Before we go into other parts of the meeting, quickly I'll be teaching on the wonders of family honor and blessing. The wonders of family honor. And I want you to pay rapt attention this morning, because my God is going to do something in your life in the name of Jesus. I say my God is going to do something in your life in the name of Jesus. Did I hear you say a big amen? If you were not here on Friday night, oh my God, you missed so much. Ah, too much. Ah, yeah. Ah, but anyway, God will bless you this morning in Jesus' name. Our God is a loving God. He delights in honoring and blessing individuals. He also delights in blessing families. It is his delight. It is the joy of God to bless your family. And he will bless your family in Jesus' name. Now listen to this, beloved. Marriage or family is God's concept. According to Genesis chapter 2, verse 18. Genesis 2:18. It's not good for man to be alone. It's not good. Somebody say it's not good. He said, I will make him a helpmate. I will give him a helpmate. I will give him a husband, or I will give him a wife. It's God's concept. And God is interested in your family. Listen, the thoughts of God for your family is even higher than your own thoughts. The things God has in store for your family is better than what you think for yourself. According to Isaiah chapter 55, verse 8 and 9. Isaiah 55, verse 8 and 9. For my thoughts are not your thoughts, neither are my ways your ways, said the Lord of hosts. For as the heavens are higher than the earth, so are my ways higher than your ways, and my thoughts than your thoughts. So God has a better plan. Someone say better plan. Better thought for you than you. Many of you think that what you are thinking of right now is the best for you. No, God has something better for you. He has something better for your family. And that will come to pass in the name of Jesus. I also discovered in the scripture, very early this morning around 4 a.m. after I finished my prayers, I was just trying to do a little bit of study, and God spoke a word into my heart. And I quickly turned to that scripture in Genesis chapter 2, where I discovered that the first miracle that Jesus did was regarding a family. Yes, sorry, John chapter 2. John chapter 2, verse 1 to 11. John chapter 2, verse 1 to 11. The Bible says that there was a wedding in Cana of Galilee, and Mary, the mother of Jesus, was invited to that wedding. John chapter 2, verse 1. And in verse 2, the Bible says, Jesus and his disciples were also invited to that wedding. And all of a sudden, the Bible says that wine ceased. Wine was ended. It's like refreshment ended. And Jesus, the mother of Jesus, met Jesus and said to him, son, wine has finished. And Jesus said, mother, it's not yet time for me to start doing miracles. But she said to the guys that are in charge in John chapter 2, verse 5, John 2, verse 5, she said, whatsoever he telleth you to do, do it. John 2, 5. Anything he wants you to do, oh yeah, do it. And the Bible is speaking that Jesus said to those guys, he said, pour water into the water pot. Hello. And suddenly, the water was turned to wine. And the Bible says that the person that was the chairman of the meeting called the organizer of the wedding, called the bride. I said, what's going on? When somebody is doing wedding, they will bring out the good wine first. When people are already drunk and they are tired, then you bring out wine that is inferior. But your own is not like that. You first gave us wine that is not okay. This one is the superior one. They did not know that it's the wine that was water before. It was water that was turned into that wine that is superior. Jesus is interested in the sweetness of your family. Hello. We paint the picture of God as if he wants to deal with the family. He wants to ruin the family. He wants to wipe out the family like Sodom and Gomorrah. No. God is not interested in wiping out your family like Sodom and Gomorrah. He wants to honor and bless your family. And that will happen in the name of Jesus. Mark it, in your lifetime, your family will be blessed. Quickly this morning, as a foundation, what happens when God honors and bless your family? I'll just give you 3 points. Under this, then we'll move on. What happens when God bless your family? Number one is that he will prosper the family, like the one we just saw now in John chapter 2 from verse 1 to 11. He prospered that family. He blessed the family. Looking at the family of Abraham, our father, Genesis chapter 13 verse 2. Genesis 13 verse 2. The Bible says, Abraham was rich. He was not only rich, he was rich in cattle, in silver, and in gold. He was mega rich. He was blessed. Blessed in everything. When God honors your family, he honors your family with blessings. As from today, to pay your children's school fees will no longer be a challenge to you. To build your own house will no longer be a challenge to you. Did I hear you say a big amen? Anything you need money for, even before the need arises, the money is already waiting for it. It's a prophetic service, and I can tell you sincerely, if you can key into this service, something drastic will happen in your life in Jesus' name. So God wants to prosper the family. And amongst the family that God will prosper between now and the end of this October, your own family is among them. There will be a 360 degree turnaround concerning everything concerning your family. If I were you, I would say good amen. Our God is a supplier according to Philippians chapter 4 verse 19. Philippians 4 verse 19. He supplies all your needs according to his riches in glory by Christ Jesus. God is a supplier. God is a supplier. He likes to supply to family. He likes to supply children. He likes to supply money. He likes to supply good clothes. He likes to supply anything you want that will make you okay in life. He wants to supply it. If you as a parent, you want to supply good clothes for your children to go to school, when they want to start a new time, you buy new shoes. Yeah, the last shoe is already looking like it's open. Let me buy you another shoe. How much more our Father? Number two thing that happens when God wants to bless and honor a family is that he will give you peace. And in the name of Jesus, your family will enjoy peace. John 14 verse 27. Peace I leave with you, and my peace I give unto you. John 14:27. He is a giver of peace. As from today, every family where there is no peace, peace is restored there today. Sometimes it amazes me for a man and a woman to come together and say, I love you. I love you and I love you. And I want to get married to you. And after just 6 months down the line, a man was talking to me earlier on this week. And when he was referring to his wife and talking about the conduct of his wife, I was wondering. I was amazed. A man that you slept in the same room with this woman for so long, you probably even were taking your bath together at a point. You were eating the same plate. And then you are talking like this. Peace is lost, but in your own family, peace shall be restored. I say peace shall be restored. I say peace will be restored. One of the things that makes many children unhappy in school, that makes them to fail, is when the parents are not at peace. It affects the children psychologically that they cannot have good results. Because before he left, he just saw daddy slap mommy. He just saw mommy tear daddy with invisible blade. You know, that's what they call invisible blade. You can abuse somebody that is like you gave the person. You know, there's a tribal mark. They call it Badon tribal mark. It's a very serious tribal mark. I attended a church of a pastor in the U.S. who has that tribal mark, both him and his wife. And despite the fact that he has been a pastor in the U.S. for many years, and then the weather of the place has changed him, you can still see the whiteness of the mark on his cheeks. All the burger and all the weather has never affected. The tribal mark has been indoctrinated into his system. Peace. Somebody say peace. Peace shall be restored in your family. You will enjoy peace. Let me hear you say amen. Number three, what happens when a family is visited with God's honor and God's blessing? Answered prayer. Somebody say answered prayer. When God wants to bless your family, he begins to answer your prayer. You want to buy land, he gives you permission to buy it. You want to get pregnant, somehow, he gets it done for you. You want to buy a car, he makes it happen for you. He makes it happen in successions, one after the other. In the name of Jesus, the balance of your blessing for 2019, you are getting it today. The balance of your family's blessing for 2019, you are getting it today. God is a God that answers prayers. He answers prayers. In this church, it's very obvious. It's so obvious. Look at the kind of testimonies that we have been receiving in this year of signs and wonders. Amazing testimonies. You'll be seeing something next week. The number of babies that will be dedicated here next week Sunday. Mysterious ways that God does things. Answered prayers is one of the proof that God has honored the family. In the name of Jesus, your own family, your prayers shall be answered. Mark it, and note it. The prayers you are currently praying now, it looks as if it's not being answered. It's not true. It looks as if you have not received it now. As God liveth, by the time you are spending Christmas this year, you are spending it with your answered prayer. Amen. By the time you are doing Christmas this year, it will be a Christmas with a difference. Amen. If I were you, I would say a good amen. Amen. Having said that, beloved, how do I provoke honor and blessing for my family? What do I need to do before God can honor my family? Number one, be a good example in the family. As a father, be a good example to your wife and your children. As a mother, be a good example to your children, to others around you. In 1 Timothy chapter 4, verse 12. 1 Timothy chapter 4, verse 12. The Bible says, let no man despise thy youth, but be thou an example. Somebody say an example. An example of the believer in about 7 ways. In word. Word. In conversation, in charity, there are 6 ways: word, conversation, charity, in spirit, in faith, and in purity. Ensure that you are an example to your children in these ways: in your words, in your conversation, in the way you give. Be an example to your children in the way you give. Be an example to your wife, the way you pray, the way you are in the spirit. Be an example in faith, in the kind of steps you take. Be an example in purity, in holiness. And this is where a lot of families miss it. Fathers are correcting children. This is how you should live, but they are not living like that. Now listen to me. The greatest example for your children to follow is you. The first school that your children will study is your life. Hello. That is the first school your children will study. Before they start studying everywhere in the world, the first school they will study is how you are living your life. The modus operandi of your conduct. Many families don't have any example. If I talk to many, many children here now, and I want to pray for you, I'm not praying for you. I just want to pray, and I say, may your life be like your father's life. Many here will say, sir, all your prayer I have said, but this one, I reject it. Hello? If there are some people here now, I say, may you begin to conduct yourself the way your mother conducted herself in life. They say, no. Because there is no good example to follow. The youth of nowadays are looking for good examples to follow, and they have to search. Political leaders are failing. Church leaders, many are failing also. Family is failing. Father failing. Mother failing. May you be an example to your children and your children's children. Did I hear you say a big amen? May I hear you say a big amen? In my place, they say it is what the mother is sowing. That is what the church will begin to do. It is the behavior of the mother. It is the behavior of the father. That's what the child will. Except you are a child that is in Christ, most likely your conduct will resemble your parents. Except you have been indoctrinated in Christ. 2 Corinthians 5 verse 17. He that is in Christ is a new creature. All things are what? Passed away. And behold, all things have become new. Therefore, every man being in Christ is a new creature. So, all things have passed away. Why are they passed away? Because you are in Christ. But if a person is not in Christ, the person will be like his father. That's why they say like father, like what? Like son, like mother, like daughter. When you are in Christ, you are a different person. Be a good example to your children. In prayer, in words, in conduct, in spirit, in charity. See some children that are very, very stingy. They picked it from home. They picked it from the house. I told you the story of somebody that I heard, that I know, who said he has never seen his father give his mother money. So when he got married, he told his wife, after they got married, he didn't tell her before. You know, men are very, very smart sometimes. He didn't tell her before. When they got married, now saying, my father never gives my mother money. So you have entered it. Oh. Work hard. Oh. We don't give women money in this family. Oh. Some time ago, I was in Warri, Delta State. And I was amazed and surprised. In the morning, the sons will be outside and be brushing teeth around to 11. The fathers will be outside taking palm wine. The mothers would have gone out to go and work or to go and farm or to go and sell things. I was wondering. And I asked. I said, what's going on? I think I phoned you. Pastor Binza from there. I phoned Pastor Binza from there. I said, I'm in worry. What I'm seeing here, it didn't worry me. Oh, I'm in worry, but I'm worry. Oh. What's going on here? You will never pick any bad trait of your parents. I know some things in the life of my parents. And I vowed and I swore before God. I said, God, I must not pick this bad trait. I must not be this particular thing. This particular act and behaviors. No! I'm a new person in Christ. I can follow their path. Be an example. If you want God to honor you and honor your house. Look at the story of Eli and his sons, Hophni and Phinehas. They just messed up their priesthood. They just messed it up. And no, you know, God is the God that reciprocates. 1 Samuel chapter 2 verse 30. 1 Samuel 2 verse 30. The B part, he that honors me, I will honor. He that despises me, I will lightly esteem. That is, I will treat him like a tissue paper. Anybody that dishonors me, I will lightly esteem him. I will not raise him because he doesn't honor me. May your family be a family that honors God. Did I hear you say amen? Did I hear you say a big amen? Number two, how to provoke honor in your family and blessing of the Lord. Give God the highest place in the family. Praise the Lord. Somebody being blessed already, shout hallelujah. Give God the highest place. Matthew 6 verse 33, seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and every other thing shall be added unto you. Give God the highest place. Give God the highest respect in your house. Let children know that Bible cannot be used for candle stand. Bible cannot be used. You place Bible like this and you put wax on it and you put candle on it. No, say no. Children, you don't do this. Give God the highest. You want God to come. As small and as big as you and I are, we don't like going to anywhere where we are dishonored. Anywhere we go and we are dishonored, we will not go back there. It's just natural. You want God to regularly visit your house? You want God to visit your children? You want God to visit your house regularly? Let God be honored. Jesus must be honored. Must be honored, must be honored. Jesus must be honored in my life every day. Jesus must be honored, must be honored, must be honored. Jesus must be in my home. In my home, every. Honor God. Honor God. When you wake up in the morning, before you start browsing, before you start watching TV, pray. Come together and pray. If it's at night that you are praying together, or night and day, it's not a sin. If it is once a day, it's not a sin. If it is twice, it's not a sin. Come together and honor him. Clap your hands to him. Psalm 47 verse 1. Worship him in your house. Just do something to show you honor him. Do something that you shows that in this house, God is the one that is honored. I'm the head of my family as the father. But Jesus is the ultimate head of the family. So I bow under his supremacy. I don't ride my horse over cockroach. I don't go past my boundaries. I know my boundaries. He placed me there. Without him, I am nothing. So ensure that at all costs, you give him the high. When you give him the highest place, things will change. Things will change. When you give God the highest place, things will change. You know, in the course of Wednesday when I was teaching, I made this example. And the Holy Spirit brought it to my mind again now. During the Monday prayer banquet, one of our sons here was leading. And he said something. He said we should thank God and appreciate him. And then we should ask God for mercy. That many have made all that he discovered. Yeah, thank you, Holy Spirit. He said he discovered in the scripture from his own personal search that there is something that God hates more than any other thing. He hates many things. But there's something he hates so much. He said when he discovered, he saw that it is serving other gods that one, he cannot even stand it at all. He said he now saw that God doesn't like anybody to serve it. That one, he cannot. And he said, some people, they are serving their job. Some people, they are serving only their husband is everything. They cannot even, any other thing, just my husband. Or some people, it's their children. Because of their children, they can do it. They can abandon God for life. Some people, anything, just God is not. See, that's what gives God problem with us. And many other things, he will have mercy. But this issue of making him look like a Lilliputian. A Lilliputian is a dwarf, a human being, but it's like this. Making God look infinitesimal. Making God look microscopic. He can't stand it. God can't stand it. In the house that he gave you. With the money in your bank account that he gave to you. And with the breath he gave to you. You now make him look small again in the house. He builds the house for you. The Bible says, without him, you can do nothing. John 15, verse 5. Without him, you can do nothing, can be done. All the things you are doing, he did it. Hello. Give God the highest. I'll give you one more, and we'll move forward. One more. How to provoke God's honor and blessing. I said, number one is what? Be a good example to your family members, to your husband, to your wife, your children. Number two, give God the highest place in your family. Number three, way to make God to visit your house regularly and to honor you and to bless you is to command your family to walk in God's ways. Command. Someone say command. Command them. Command them. Command them. Command. It's not... Okay, Genesis 18:18-19. Let me show you how a person commands his family. Look at this. And the Lord appeared unto him in the plain of Mamre. Genesis 18:18-19. Beloved. Now, seeing. Okay, start from 17 so that we can understand better. 17:18-19. Thank you, Jesus. And the Lord said, can we read together, everybody? One, two, go. And the Lord said, shall I hide from Abraham that thing which I do? Seeing that Abraham shall surely become a great and mighty nation, and all the nations of the earth shall be blessed in him. Now look at verse 19. That's where I'm going. Let's read together, everybody. For I know him that he will command his children and his household after him, and they shall keep the way of them. It's not every time that you treat family issue with jelly hands and pampering. A child you pamper today will tamper with your future tomorrow. You have to command. There are a lot of times it's not a matter of pampering. Command the family. This is how it is. God has placed you as the father, as the mother there to ensure that things are done properly. You will not fail God. Because the way parents do sometimes, do you know that those children will not be with you forever? They are blessings and they are gifts to you. God gave them to you as a gift for training and for preparation for reigning. You will not fail in your assignment. Your children are products. You prepare the product so that they can be useful to God and to the society. You have to command them on how to run things. Your children, hey Jesus Christ, your children are watching X-rated films, and then you say, I can't believe you are doing this, you. Why are you watching this kind of film? I'm disappointed. Okay, I am going inside you in the next 30 minutes. Switch it off. In the next 30 minutes, switch it off. Whoa. Enough. You have done enough for today. Jehovah. As against, are you all right? You are watching this. My friend, remove that CD now. Immediately they bring the CD. Lakotaka. You bring it, you put it on. You break the CD. What are you telling me? You crack the CD into pieces. You are watching this. I can't believe it. In this, have you ever seen me watch this kind of thing? Oh yeah, enter toilet. I lock you there for 3 days. So that if you want to poo-poo, you poo-poo very well there. If you want to eat anything, after you poo-poo finish, if you want to eat it, you eat it. You are watching this kind of thing. Over by here, Jenny. Do you want to destroy your own life? What kind of life is this? You command your children to live according to God's standards. Will you? I can't imagine. As a man, will you be afraid of your own wife? That you cannot talk to your wife? You can't talk to your wife, your own wife. The wife, I mean, you didn't carry yam to her house, me. If you didn't, see us so that we can arrange a proper wedding. Because that's another issue. If you are a man here and you are not legally married to your wife, you need to do some correction. You can see us. Correction will be done. But you married her and she's acting unjustly. Our friend came at 10:30 at night. And say, Yalagaja, the party is now. Party. Your own wife to go and party. They want to party your wife. I can't believe this. You will be inside the house. Then they will go and party your own wife, man. Jesus Christ. I can't believe this. And you are looking like Luke said. You have to command. No! This is not right. This is not Christian conduct. This is not a Christian conduct. This is not how things should be done. Then she will say, oh, my dear, I'm sorry. I did not know. You didn't tell me before. Then she will begin to adjust her ways. But when you say, just over, this one is wrong, you overlook it. That one is wrong, overlook it. After some time, in my place, there's something they call Moliki. It's now stuck to her life. So to change it, she will now ask if you now want to change after like 10 years. You now say, are you just booting? Something I've been doing for is this the first time I'm doing this? This has been on for many years. You now want to change it now? But that's what your friends are teaching you, Abby. No. May the Lord give us understanding. I say, may the Lord give us understanding. Command your children to walk after the right ways. Look at Jeremiah chapter 35 verse 10. I'm already behind time now. Within time, but time is moving very fast. Now look at this. But we have dealt in tents and have obeyed. Someone say obeyed. And done according to all that Jonadab our father commanded us. We have obeyed God's commandment according to what our father commanded us. According to what mommy commanded us. According to what they both commanded us. May the Lord give us understanding. Number four. We are now on number four. How to provoke God's honor in your family. Walk in love in that family. Don't walk in hatred. Walk in love. Let the love of God continue to dwell between the two of you. Between the husband, between the wife, between the children. Let the love of God dwell amongst you. In Matthew 22, verse 37 to 39. Thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thy heart, with all thy soul, and with all thy mind. That 38 says this is the first and great commandment. Now look at verse 39. And the second commandment is like unto this. Thou shalt love thy neighbor. Thou shalt love thy wife. Thou shalt love thy children. Thou shalt love thy acquaintances. Thou shalt love people around you as yourself. Love. Love. And that's why God said it emphatically. That men are to love their wives. And the wives are to honor and respect their own husband. And number five, and I will stop there before we go into the issue of vengeance this morning. Walk in gratitude and praise. Always be grateful for every little thing done for you. Now, listen to me, everybody. The ungrateful cannot get regular blessing from God. We are now in a world where many are so ungrateful. Nothing matters except you give them cash. The only thing they can appreciate in this life is cash. This week, one of our beloved women here sent me a text and said, "Sir, I want to appreciate you for your encouragement and encouragement in my business and for your prayers." And I sent her a text. I said, "Don't bother to thank me. You are not the only one that we encourage. Many have been encouraged, but they refuse to accept the encouragement. Because I never gave her $1 cash. Only encouragement. You can do it. God is with you. As you are going, God will bless you. As you are doing this, God will bless you." I said, "You are not the only one that we have encouraged. Many have been encouraged, but they say, no. That's not what I need. What I need is pepe. So walk in gratitude. Walk in appreciation of God. Appreciate everything that God is doing in your life. Appreciate everything that God is, the big, the small, the medium scale. You are the one rating it. Appreciate it. Appreciate it. Yesterday, one of our beloved men here saw me and said, sir, our landlord died overnight. Our landlord died. And it dawned on me. That's how people die overnight. Just die. One day, Pastor Wale was telling me something, that somebody died. And they went to the burial ground. I think it's Pastor Wale or so. Went to the burial ground and they went to choose a place that they would bury the person. And there were many other empty holes. People have also come to choose. That was on, I think maybe on Saturday or so. By the time they went to the mortuary to come back, all the plenty spaces that was, it was already filled before they came back in the space of a few minutes. Hey! Because people are not dying around us and in our lives, we think that that's how. We have to be grateful or else we become a grateful. We have to be grateful. Your family has to be a family that is always grateful. You have to be grateful for everything. It amazes me, a family that God kept for 1 month. You spend, in the month, you spend maybe close to 100,000. When you are coming for Thanksgiving, the following month, for Thanksgiving, you come with 100 naira or 50 naira. You spent hundreds of thousands in the following month. You escape accidents. You escape many things. You now package. Last week, I forgot, in one of the days in the week, I forgot to bring my offering to church. So I just got something small, I put it inside the envelope. The following day, I called the accountant and I said, "Sorry, the offering I dropped was not my normal offering. This is the balance of my offering for that service. Because there is a standard that God has placed. You can't just, in one day, just drop yourself. You just drop yourself. Gratitude matters for your family to go to new altitude. My prayer for you today is that God's blessing will not be withdrawn in your family. Did I hear you say amen? Having said that, today is a day of vengeance. You need vengeance to escape the brutality and the manipulation of the enemy. In Psalm 7, verse 9 to 13. Psalm 7, verse 9 to 13. The Bible says, oh, let the wickedness of the wicked come to an end. Someone say amen. But establish the just, for the righteous God, try the heart and reins. Go on, please. My defense is of God, which saveth the upright in heart. God judges the righteous. And God is angry with the wicked every day. Somebody say, God is angry with the wicked every day. If I turn not, he will wait his sword. He had bent his bow and made it ready. Verse 13. He had also prepared for him the instrument of death. He ordained the arrow. He ordained his arrow against the persecutors. God will ordain his arrow against your persecutors. I say, God will ordain his arrow against your persecutors. Our God is a God of vengeance. According to Psalms 94 verse 1. Psalms 94 verse 1. Oh God. Psalms 94 verse 1. Oh Lord God, to whom vengeance belongeth. Oh God, to whom vengeance belongeth, show yourself. God is a God of vengeance. He's a God of vengeance. And you must know that freedom is not given voluntarily by the wicked. The children of Israel were inside captivity for 430 years until they experienced vengeance. If there is no vengeance, enemy will not allow your family to go up. If there is no vengeance, enemy will not allow you to have your children peacefully. If there is no vengeance, enemy will not leave you to have to go into your millions and billions. He will not allow it. It's not his desire for you to do well. It's not the desire of the wicked for you to be smiling with your husband. In Matthew chapter 11 verse 12, Matthew 11 verse 12, Bible says, since the days of John the Baptist, the kingdom of God suffered violence, and the violence, what? Taketh it by what? By force. So our God is a God of vengeance. Now quickly, what is vengeance? Vengeance is intense punishment in return for every wrong done. 2 Thessalonians 1:6. Vengeance is to experience affliction in return for the wickedness that has been done. And operating the force of vengeance is provoking God to fight your enemies. 2 Thessalonians 1 verse 6. Seeing it is a righteous thing. Can you see that? It is a righteous thing with God to recompense tribulation to them that trouble you. It is righteous to seek for vengeance. Hello? Well, I know somebody saying, ha, vengeance. Hey, ha, I don't want to be involved now. Bible says, it is a righteous thing for you to seek to punish those who want to destroy you. Go to the next one. Go to the next. It's still under the same six. This verse is not complete. Okay, leave it. So it is, our God is a God of vengeance. Our God is a God of vengeance. He is a God that recompenses evil to those who have decided to be wicked to you. And today, everyone that has been wicked to your family, God will judge them today in Jesus' name. Every oppression of the wicked in your family shall be judged today in Jesus' name. Did I hear you say a big amen? Did I hear you say a big amen? Many families are here. You have been brutalized. You have been. The wicked has done many. They have killed many in your family. They have done many wickedness in your home. Some of you that are here, some wicked people have almost snatched your husband. He's still living with you, but his heart is no more with you because somebody has snatched his heart. You know, somebody can be in the house and his heart is somewhere else. There are many of you here that where you are supposed to be now, that's not where you are. It's like you are supposed to be on level 10 and one is still on level 2. Today is the day of vengeance in Jesus' name. I said today is the day of vengeance in Jesus' name. Today is the day of vengeance in Jesus' name. There are some of you here, your father should have been promoted long time. They sat on his promotion. They sat on his promotion. They say, over our dead body, this man will never be promoted. They sat on it. And they sat on it and they told him, we are the ones behind it. Today, God will judge them in the name of Jesus. I say, God will judge them in the name of Jesus. Did I hear you say a big amen? We are in a wicked world until you seek vengeance. Many of the things that you are battling with, they are not academic problems. They are issues that require spiritual activation, which is called vengeance. Many of the problems of man is not medical. It's not medical. Many of the challenges of human being is not medical. It's not mechanical. It is spiritual. But today, in this vengeance service, your family will escape all the wickedness of the wicked. Finally, you will access relief. I say, finally, you will access relief. Finally, you will access relief. And you will enjoy peace of mind. So shall it be. Before we go into prayers this morning, you are here and you are saying to me, Pastor, I want God to fight for me. But before God will fight for me, I don't want God himself to fight me. I want to rededicate my life to him. I want my life to change. I want to ask God for mercy. I want God to cleanse me. I want God to wash me clean from anything that can hinder me from being blessed this morning. With all heads bowed and all eyes closed, I'll be counting from 1 to 5. And you are saying to me, Pastor, please pray for me. I'll just pray for you where you are. You want me to pray with you? You want to rededicate your life? Please stand now. 1. God bless you. Stand up where you are. Be bold to stand before your maker. You are saying, Pastor, please pray with me. Please pray with me. I don't want to be the same again. I don't want my life to be the same again. Stand up quickly. Be bold. Don't be the last person. Be on your feet. You want to rededicate your life to Christ. Or you want to give your life to Christ afresh. You want God to have mercy on you. You want God to forgive you. Any past act. You want God to fight for you. You don't want God to fight you. You want him to fight for you. Quickly, be on your feet this morning and I will pray with you. Also, you are watching us on the internet. You are taking this decision. Send us an email or a WhatsApp that you are taking this all important decision and your life will never be the same again. Give myself away so you can use me. I give myself away. Yeah. I give myself away so you can use me. I give myself away. Give myself. Wherever you are seated, you want Jesus afresh in your life. You want a new life. You want a new life. You want forgiveness. You want cleansing. And you want to be true to yourself. Please be on your feet quickly. I can pray with you. Don't be the last person. Don't be the last person. Don't be the last person. 2. Also, you are here seated or you are watching us. You want to break an habit. You want an habit that is not okay to stop this morning. I want to pray with you also. Be on your feet. God bless you. God bless you. You want to change. You want a new life. You want a habit to stop. A habit you don't like. You want it to stop in your life. You need the grace of God. You need the help of God. You need the assistance of God. God bless you. As you are standing on your feet this morning, God bless you. Be on your feet quickly. You want to break an habit. You want a change of life. You want a change of destiny. You want a change in your life. You want Christ to come into your life afresh. Be on your feet this morning and your life will never, ever, ever, ever be the same again. Never, ever be the same again. Also, you are here seated this morning and you want Christ in your life afresh. Now, listen, you have given your life to Christ before, but something little here and there went wrong. You want a new life. You want a new life. You want mercy. Be on your feet this morning. I'm going to pray with you, and your life will never be the same again. You want a new life. You want a new life. You want forgiveness. You want cleansing this morning. I want to pray with you quickly. I want to pray with you quickly. Be on your feet quickly, and your life will never be the same again. Three, also you are watching us on the internet. You desire God. You desire His help. You desire His assistance. This morning, you don't want to be the same again. This morning, quickly, also let us know through that email that you are rededicating your life to Jesus. Also, you are here in the auditorium, in the praise tabernacle. You want God to fight for you. And you know in your heart of hearts that you have one or two things to settle with God. Please, be on your feet. Be on your feet. Be on your feet. Be on your feet. Be on your feet this morning, and your life will never be the same again. Also, if you are here, you don't know your date of spiritual birth. You don't know the day you say, when did you give your life to Christ? Yeah, I don't know. I can't remember the day I gave my life to Christ. This is another morning. This is the last Sunday in October. It's a Sunday you can't forget in life. Be on your feet also. You want to rededicate your life to Christ. You did it in the past, but you can't really remember that time, that date, and you don't have a date that you can say, this is the day I gave my life to Christ. Be on your feet. I'm going to pray with you right now, and your life will never ever be the same again. Four. One more count, and then I will go ahead to pray. I will go ahead to pray. You are here, and you don't want to be the last person. Right where you are seated, your conscience is talking to you. Your conscience is telling you, my daughter, rededicate your life. My son, you are the one the pastor wants to pray for this morning. Quickly this morning, be bold. Be bold. Be bold to rise up on your feet, and then I will pray for you by the power of the Holy Spirit. And then your life will never, ever, ever be the same again. Just 30 more seconds and we'll pray. 30 more seconds. Don't be the last person. Don't be the last person. You want a new life. A new life. You are tired of the past life. You are tired. You are tired. You want a new life in Jesus. You want a new life. You want a new life. You want the blessing of God upon your life. 20 more seconds and I will pray with you. Your life promises to be transformed. Your life promises to be transformed in the name of Jesus. So shall it be in the name of Jesus. Now, if you are also watching us on the internet, you are rededicating your life to Christ. And wherever you are, put your right hand on your chest and then say after me, Lord Jesus, please forgive me my sins and cleanse me from every form of unrighteousness. I declare Jesus as my personal Lord and Savior. Thank you, Lord, for saving me. In Jesus' precious name. Amen. Can we all be on our feet this morning? Can we all be on our feet and give God praise this morning? It's worthy. It's worthy. It's worthy. It's worthy. It's worthy. It's worthy to be praised. Lift your hands up and just thank Him and appreciate Him and give Him praise. Thank Him. Worship Him. Give Him praise. Just give Him praise. Give Him glory, give Him honor, give Him adoration. Thank Him for all that He has done. Appreciate Him, give Him praise. Thank Him. Blessed, blessed be Thy name. In Jesus' mighty name we have prayed. Time is fast spent. We might not be able to go into further worship this afternoon, this morning. But we'll go into prayer straight off this morning. And I know that God will do wonders in your family in Jesus' name. You will say, Father, send your blessings and your honor into my family. Into my family. Lift your voice and begin to pray. Lift your voice and pray. Lift your voice and begin to pray. Send your blessings. Send your honor into my family. Send your blessings. Send your honor into my family. Send your blessings. Send your honor. Are you praying? Are you praying? I thought you love your family more than this. I thought you love your family more than this. Send your blessings into my family. Send your honor into my family. Send your blessings, send your honor, send your favor, send your goodness into my family. Are you praying? Are you praying? Are you praying? Are you praying? Let my family, in Jesus' mighty name, we are praying. I want you to please intensify in your prayers, intensify the efforts in your prayers. And I know God will bless you in Jesus' name. And your family will have a testimony in Jesus' name. You will say, Father, visit my family with your blessing. Visit my family with testimony. Lift your voice and pray, everybody. Lift your voice. Lift your voice. Pray. 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 Pray, 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 pray. Visit my family with your blessing. Visit my children with your blessing. Visit my husband. Visit my wife with your blessings. Visit my brothers, my sisters with your blessings. Answer all our prayers in your visitation. Visit my family with your power, with your blessings, with your glory. Visit us, oh God. Visit us like never before. Let there be a drastic turnaround in our family. In Jesus' mighty name we are praying. I want you to target those who have punished your family. Who have injured your family. Let me put it that way. Those who have been wicked to your family. Those who have done injustice to your family. I will say, Father, I can't hear your voice. Father, Father, I decree vengeance against the powers troubling my family. Lift your voice and begin to pray. I decree vengeance against the powers against my family. Vengeance against those who are troubling us. Against those who are disturbing our peace of mind. Pray, 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 pray. I decree vengeance against those who are killers, killing people in my family. Pray, 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 pray. I decree vengeance against the powers troubling our peace, troubling our business, troubling our fruitfulness, troubling our progress. Pray. I decree vengeance against the powers that want to kill people in my family. Decree vengeance against them. Decree vengeance against them. The vengeance of the Lord against those who are against our peace, who are against our progress, who are against our advancement, who are against our success. Pray. I want to yomi lenu baba. Yomo lenu. I want to nimilara baba niwolara. Pray, 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 pray. Anybody troubling my children, anybody troubling my husband, anybody troubling my life, Father, trouble them. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name we are praying. Listen, your enemies have too much peace. That's why they have time to trouble you. You have left them to be enjoying their life, so they have time to face you. If you give them problem, they will not have time for you. Their problem is more than enough for them. You will say, Father, those who are troubling me, those who are troubling my family, Father, trouble them. Lift your voice and pray. Pray, pray, pray. It's because they have time. That's why they are disturbing you. Father, trouble them. Those who are troubling my peace, Father, trouble them. Yomi lenu baba, yowo lenu. I want to yomi lenu baba, yowo lenu. Pray, 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 pray. Those who has made it their full-time business to trouble me, Father, trouble them. Those who are troubling me, Father, trouble them. Trouble them by your power. In Jesus' mighty name we are praying. You will say, Father, shift my family to our next levels. Shift my family to the next level. Lift your voice and begin to pray. Set us free. Shift us to another level. Pray, 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 pray.
I am going.
I am today.
Above the shadow, into the presence of God, into the presence of Jesus.
Take my family to a higher height, oh God.
Pray, 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 very well.
In Jesus' mighty name we are praying. Before I pray and declare the blessing of God upon you, I want you to target one thing that you want God to do for your family today. Just one thing. Go ahead and speak to God about it. That concerns your family. One thing that you want God to do in your family. Something special. Something remarkable. Something awesome. Something marvelous.
Ten more seconds.
Thank you, Father. Blessed be thy name. In Jesus' mighty name we are praying. As you have said it to the Lord, presenting your case before God this morning, I decree in the name of Jesus that every matter concerning you and your family presented to Jehovah, they are turned to testimonies in the name of Jesus. They are turned to testimonies in the name of Jesus. In this family intervention service, every family that needs quick intervention, speedy intervention, receive that intervention in the name of Jesus. Receive financial intervention. Receive marital intervention. Receive spiritual intervention. Receive physical intervention. Receive academic intervention. Every form of intervention you need in the health of your parents, your health, receive that intervention in the name of Jesus. Nothing can stop your family again. Nothing can hinder your family again. As God liveth, you will end 2019 with testimony. Every matter of concern to you in that family as at today, before the end of this month and the end of this year, every one of them is already a testimony in the name of Jesus. Stretch your hands here. I decree vengeance against those that have vowed to destroy you and your family in Jesus' name. Anybody sitting on a mat, anybody waking up in the midnight, anybody that has taken witchcraft because of your family, today they are judged in the name of Jesus. Today they are judged in the name of Jesus. The wickedness of the wicked against your family goes back to them and their children. He that the Son of God shall set free shall be free indeed. From this moment, your family is free. Free from oppression. Free from depression. Free from suppression. Free from degeneration. Free from every wickedness of the wicked. From today, things will become easy for you. It will be easy for you. Things will become easy for you. You will testify. Mark it, this same prayer goes to your family members all over the world. Your brothers, your sisters, every of your family members, wherever they are, this same prayer goes to them in Jesus' name. And lastly, every project your family is doing now, let it receive speed in Jesus' name. I decree resources in Jesus' name. Every of your projects receive speed in Jesus' name. Your businesses will prosper. The works of your hand will prosper. It is done. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, in Jesus' mighty name we have prayed. Give Jesus a big clap. He's worthy of our praise. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Take your seat 1 minute. As you prepare.
Wow. I know you must have been blessed by this message. Please feel free to worship with us at Impact House International Church, Praise Tabernacle, along Pipeline Road, Ilorin. For more inquiries, you can call 081-086-78878 or visit our website www.impacthouseinternationalchurch.org.